BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Police and protesters have again clashed in Istanbul as massive crowds gathered for a sixth successive night to demand the release of the city's mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, Turkey's main opposition presidential candidate. He was arrested last week and charged with corruption. Orla Giren is in Istanbul.
It was another mass demonstration here tonight, another night of defying the government ban on protests. There was a very large security presence. We saw a lot of riot police with their shields at the ready. We certainly saw and felt the impact of tear gas being fired, and in fact it is still here now in the air. The water cannon that were brought here tonight were not used in this location, but we know that they were used in the capital, Ankara.
The White House has confirmed that a prominent journalist was accidentally texted classified military information. A spokesman said the administration was reviewing how Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic magazine had received classified military plans for US strikes and Houthi rebels in Yemen via the Signal messaging app. The US Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called for a full investigation into the leak.
This is one of the most stunning breaches of military intelligence I have read about in a very, very long time. What we have here are senior U.S. leaders, including the Vice President and Secretary of Defense, having classified discussions of military action over an unsecure app.
An appeals court judge in Washington has strongly criticized the Trump administration for its summary deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador 10 days ago. James Boasberg said that Nazis had got better treatment in World War II. His comments came as government lawyers tried to overturn a restraining order that has stopped the deportations. Argentina's president Javier Milei has announced he will declassify all intelligence files relating to the period when the country was under military rule. The announcement was made on the anniversary of the military coup. Our America's regional editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
30,000 people are estimated to have been killed by the military authorities between 1976 and 1983, when democracy was restored. Mr. Milei said he wanted Argentines to get a full picture of what happened during that period, including murders committed by left-wing guerrillas that were active throughout the 1970s. He said that current narrative was controlled by the left. Human rights campaigners and the opposition have welcomed the decision, but many fear most of the documents incriminating the military and the secret services have already been destroyed. The files will begin to be released on Monday.
BBC News. The United Nations says it's reducing its presence in Gaza because of Israel's intensifying bombardment. It comes after the killing last week of a UN employee in a strike in one of its compounds. It blamed an Israeli tank. Israel denied carrying out the attack. The Israeli military has extended its evacuation orders in northern Gaza. A group of Jewish American activists in Israel say that one of the Palestinian directors of the Oscar-winning documentary No Other Land has been attacked by Jewish settlers in his village in the occupied West Bank. This report from our Middle East regional editor, Sebastian Usher, in Jerusalem.
The activists say they went to the village to document the incident and then came under attack themselves, with settlers smashing their car windows and punching and hitting them with sticks. The house of Hamdan Balal is reported to have been surrounded by the settlers. A family member says his head was bleeding from a blow. He was then detained by Israeli soldiers, along with two other Palestinians. The Israeli army said that it arrived in the village to try to disperse for confrontation. It says it then arrested three Palestinians suspected of throwing rocks at them. It says they were taken for further questioning by the police.
Talks between Russian and US representatives on bringing a halt to the war in Ukraine have ended after 12 hours. The Russian news agency TASS said a joint statement would be released on Tuesday. In Ukraine, the northeastern city of Sumy has come under a massive Russian missile attack. The Chinese electric vehicle maker BYD says its revenue topped $100 billion for the first time last year. That's slightly more than the earnings of its main rival, the US firm Tesla. BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, has seen sales increase across the world, selling more than 4 million vehicles last year. BBC News.